This past weekend, Democrats had their leadership conference to elect their new leaders, and this is how the meeting started.
May the endless, boundless energy of the universe wrap around you with awe and love and well-becoming. Amen, Ashe, Amin, and may we together make it so.
They are so allergic to Christianity, guys. Instead of praying to God, they are praying to what? The nebulae and the asteroids in the universe? And remember, these same people that are praying to, again, something out there in the universe, not God, definitely not God, you can't do God, but something else, they call J.D. Vance weird for 6 months because he's got a family and he believes in God. So the whole Democrat leadership conference was basically a satire skit. You would not believe it was real if I had not told you it was real before. Here's a clip showing you exactly what I am talking about.
We'll begin with the opening statements. Each candidate will have 30 seconds, and we'll start with Dr. Quintessa Hathaway.
Good evening, everyone. It is my desire to be the next DNC chair, and I just want to give you all a little bit of something that's been on my heart here over the last couple of days. You fight on. When your government is doing you wrong, you fight on. Oh, you fight on.
Thank you, Dr. Hathaway.
Yeah, she didn't end up winning. Spoiler alert. I don't think she got really any votes. Even the other candidates who are all running, all those people up there, are running for chair of Democrat Party were like, what are you doing? They had to clap because if she's a black woman, they're in the Democrat Party. And if they don't clap, they're a bigot. So that's why they clapped. But guys, that's the best and the brightest that the Democrat Party has to offer. Shortly after that short musical by that lovely lady, they were asked if they thought Kamala Harris won because of racism. Watch what they said.
I have a show of hands. How many of you believe that racism and misogyny played a role in Vice President Harris's defeat? Okay. So that's good. You all passed.
So basically, the Democrat Party is not going to win any elections anytime soon because you have two options when you lose something like this, guys. You can take responsibility for your awful policies and your awful candidate, which was Kamala Harris. She was awful. Or you can blame the voter. Those are your two options. And again, anyone who understands business knows this because when you're selling a product and it doesn't sell well, you've basically got two choices. You can look inward and you can realize, maybe the product wasn't too well. Maybe we're not pricing it right. There's a lot of problems with us. Or you can look outward and you can blame the customer for not being awesome enough to buy your product. And either one solves the disturbance that you feel in your heart. But the thing is even though it'll solve the cognitive dissonance that you have, only one is actually going to sell more products. And that's, of course, listening to the customer, making the changes necessary, whether that's a better product or a cheaper price, or better marketing, or what have you. It's no different in politics. They can either say that the voter got it wrong, that they're bigoted, or they can go get a better candidate. That's just how it goes. And this basically means, and they're choosing to blame the voter. And what that means is they're going to keep losing elections. They're going to keep losing every single time, which is totally fine by me. I've got no problems with that. But it is astounding to see a large group of fairly educated people. I think the Democrats, they get a bad rap for being stupid, and yes, they can be stupid sometimes, but these people tend to be pretty good at politics, and they were very good at politics under Obama, for instance, and even under Joe Biden in many cases. But it's astounding to see that these people who are very smart in some instances make such blindingly bad decisions. But again, I guess they just can't help it. Because after all, the Democrat Party elite is probably the most prideful group on planet Earth. Do you guys believe that taxation is theft? Well, I do, and so does the sponsor of the show, Quick Tax America, which is a non-woke company that does all federal tax returns for only $69, and it gets your best return because they hate the IRS as much as you do. It's a completely transparent price because it's their only price, and it doesn't matter how complicated your taxes are. What's more, guys, they do all of the work, unlike the other massive online services. You simply upload your files, answer a few questions, and schedule a 15-minute finish your return call with a tax professional, and they do all the rest. No more spending 4 hours on these stupid online services, and then you end up having to pay hundreds of dollars. Anyway, again, it's only $69. Go check them out at quicktaxamerica.com when you get those tax documents, or you can go to the link in the description below. Democrats just elected new leaders, and as you'd expect, guys, they followed good principles of DEI. They were very inclusive, very diverse. It's two white guys. Yeah, it's two white guys. Here they are. That's them. Guys, that is racist. That is racist. And by the way, there were a few black women who ran against these white guys. So it's just disappointing for me, and I'm sure it's disappointing for you as well, to see the misogyny and the racism that is still alive and well in the Democrat Party. Democrats said, by the way, that Kamala Harris lost because of misogyny and racism. Guys, is that why these white guys won? That's my question. That's just a question for Democrats to maybe internalize a little bit. Maybe look inward if that's what you're going to say happens with elections. So the guy I want to focus on with all this is David Hogg. And I'm thrilled, by the way, I have to say this, and I'm being genuine, I'm not being facetious. I'm thrilled David Hogg is the vice chair of the DNC, because David Hogg is an awful person and an awful leader, and I can't think of anybody better to guide the Democrat Party through than an awful person, because, of course, the Democrat Party elite is full of awful people. And if you're thinking to yourself, you're like, who the heck is David Hogg? Let me take you down a memory lane to who he is and why I care about talking about him more than maybe some of the other Democrat leadership that was elected this past weekend. David Hogg was a student at a school named Parkland in Florida. And in 2017, the reason why Parkland is famous is because it was the home to one of the worst shootings in American history. And you'll remember that this was particularly in the news because David Hogg essentially decided to jumpstart his political career off of the backs of his dead schoolmates. By the way, he was never at school when this happened. He was at the high school, but he wasn't in the high school, if that makes sense. He was a student at the high school. And instead of, you know, trying to help his classmates, doing the right thing, he spent all of his time on CNN after the fact. And he organized, this is why it was really in the news, he organized a nationwide walkout of schools around the country, not just in Florida. And the reason why this is important to me is because I was 16, just to youth myself, if you will, to show you how young I am. I was 16 at the time, and I was in high school. And I was sitting in my English class when David Hogg organized this nationwide walkout. And I was the only one that stayed, the little Josh was the only one that stayed in my class while all my classmates filed out and did a walkout for something they didn't even know what they were doing. But I knew I didn't want to walk out because I didn't want to, you know, support someone who was calling for the abolition of my, my right to bear arms. And you're probably thinking, by the way, Josh, oh, you grew up in California. That's why you're the only one in there. No. I grew up in Provo, Utah. And for those of you who don't know about Provo, Utah voted more. There was a higher percentage in Provo that voted for Donald Trump this last election cycle than any other city in America. So it doesn't really get more conservative than where I grew up. And yet every single one of my classmates walked out, and it was because of David Hogg. And he essentially rode the coattails of his dead schoolmates all the way to Harvard, and then continues to be a complete coward today. Just to show you the caliber of leader he is, here is a video of his acceptance speech.
Thank you. Thank you. Who's ready to take the fight to the Republicans and win this thing? Are you guys ready to fight? It's been a long day, but guess what? We have a long road ahead. Let's go and kick some ass. Let's go win our young people back, and let's stop sending just our thoughts and prayers to address gun violence and do something. Are you ready to do that? Because together, we can make school shooter drills history and not headlines. Are you ready to do that? Together, we can address the housing crisis and so many other issues of our time that are affecting our young people. Because tonight, Malcolm and I won with your support. Thank you so much. You guys rock, and thank you again to Jamie.
Inspiring. Just screaming, saying we will do stuff, but not actually saying how he'll do it. A wise man, by the way, once said, I heard this online, Wise men once said, they were talking about David Hogg when they said this, don't interrupt your enemies when they're making a mistake. And that is what Republicans need to do on this one, because make no mistake, David Hogg is a whiny soy boy who has no leadership skills whatsoever. So I think he's going to sink the party to a new low, which is really hard to believe because the Democrat Party is really low right now, but I think he's going to find a way to do it. Hey guys, I wanted to let you know about a new deal that I'm running right now. My book, A New Cult, it's on the bookshelf right there, is only $9.99 on Amazon right now, or if you have a Kindle subscription, it's actually free to you. So go check it out right now. The link is in the description below. Thank you so much for watching, guys. If you haven't already, go down below, like the video, subscribe to my channel, and watch another video.